Until the 1990s, coffee growers were among Cameroon's wealthiest farmers. Today's figures tell a different story. Statistics from the Interprofessional Cocoa and Coffee Council reveal that yields from the 2012-2013 season stood at just over 16,000 tons, down from above 38,000. Omega Tien Maledi is executive secretary of the council.
En termes de chiffres, le café se porte mal, se porte même très mal.
Our coffee is currently in very bad shape. That's the lowest figure we have known since Cameroon started growing coffee in 1957. And yet, we have known prosperous years. In 1990, we exported 156,000 tons. That was our best year.
C'était notre meilleure année. Nous étions le...
Back then, the vastly fertile country was ranked as the world's 12th largest coffee grower. Today, it has dropped nearly 20 points, and experts fear yields could slump even further over the coming years. Ngewu Thomas is a farmer and exporter in Kong Samba, a colonial town in the littoral region once nicknamed the coffee capital of Cameroon. He says the poor yields last year could not be averted.
Beaucoup de café a été abandonné dans les plantations.
A lot of coffee was abandoned on the farms because access roads were not maintained. Elsewhere, soils are sufficiently old, and the big farmers in the years gone by are all aging out or are dead, and their children are leasing out the farms to banana producers and heading off to the cities.
Les planteurs sont morts, les enfants ne sont pas davantage.
Experts name other factors for the decline. Climate change has brought increasingly longer rainy seasons, which have led to the shedding of leaves before pollination. Inputs like fertilizers and pesticides are more costly, and there is a lack of mechanization and of large-scale farming. The government is also allocating less technical support and grants for coffee. The decline began with the global economic crisis of the mid-1980s, which provoked sharp drops in world coffee prices. Across the major growing herbs in the western, coastal and southeastern parts of Cameroon, demoralized farmers even uprooted coffee plants for quick maturing crops like beans and corn, which are more readily marketable locally. Officials say rather than step up incentives to empower coffee growers to weather the economic slowdown, the government blundered by freezing subsidies and liberalizing the sector. Those policies are blamed for the collapse of cooperatives.
Si nous sommes honnêtes, nous devons partir du principe que dans les années 90.
If we are honest, then we should acknowledge the fact that the government policies beginning in the 90s led to the situation we find ourselves in today.
Aux situations que nous connaissons aujourd'hui.
Patrice Mandeng Ambassa is a one-time trade and industry minister and current president of the Finance Commission at the National Assembly.
Je suis malheureusement le dernier ministre à avoir eu à fixer les prix.
Unfortunately, I was the last minister to have fixed prices for cocoa and coffee back then. After that, total liberalization of the sector followed, with the consequences being that the maintenance of basic infrastructure like roads stopped. The state stopped providing subventions. So farmers suddenly found themselves with financial burdens they had not planned for. The Interprofessional Council says while the problems blighting the sector have been sufficiently diagnosed, the government needs the political will to relaunch production. The government appears to be responding positively. There are ongoing negotiations for Brazilian experts to train Cameroonian farmers on best practices, as well as with the International Coffee Organization to help set up training programs and transfer technology to local farmers. In the meantime, the council says over the next 5 years, it is disbursing about $1.5 million, about 750 million francs CFA for assorted assistance and support programs to halt the plummeting harvest. Omer Maledi says Cameroonian farmers should take advantage of what looks like a potentially good future for the commodity.
La demande mondiale du café en augmentation constante.
World demand for coffee is constantly on the rise, and projections show that up to 2020 and 2025, demand will grow by 2.2%. And so coffee must be produced. Countries like Brazil, the world's leading producer, can no longer chop down the Amazon to expand plantations due to calls for environmental preservation. And the second leading producer, Vietnam and Indonesia, are actually reducing their coffee growing areas. So we have a huge opportunity in Cameroon, and it will be unfortunate if we don't benefit from the situation. Elsewhere, farmers are saluting a decision by the European Union to grant the country $30 million for the revival of Robusta coffee production through the restoration of abandoned plantations and cooperatives, as well as the improvement of product quality and marketing. For VOA News, I'm Tarike Divine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.